Welcome back to Office Hours. I'm David Meltzer here at The Wynn in amazing Las Vegas, Sirius XM Studios. And I have one of my best friends in the world on. And we have a show together called Executive Football Talk. And there's probably no greater football executive that I know. And I know most of them than Mike Tannenbaum. And he's blessed now as former GM and executive vice president of the Miami Dolphins to be the NFL insider on ESPN. And we get to see him almost every day and is a blessing for me. Mike Tannenbaum, welcome to Office Hours.
Dave, as always, great to be with you. Hope your Friday afternoon is going well.
It is now that you're here. And Mike, it was funny. We were talking about our skills and our knowledge as being a basement. And you've evaluated more professional talent than most people in the world at the highest level with the most pressure. In professional sports, it's either the head coach or the general manager that gets fired and blamed for the owner never gets blamed. If you know Jerry Jones, you'll see why. But it's either the GM or the coach, if things aren't going well, that they decide, hey, buddy, it's your fault that the team sucks. Mike, that's a lot of pressure to make critical decisions with now hundreds of millions of dollars. How did you deal with the fact that at every moment your job was on the line and you really didn't have control whether or not Dak Prescott got hurt or somebody got a bad penalty? That seems to me a job that I don't want. What were some of the ways that you dealt with the pressure that you had no control of the outcome?
Yeah, Dave, I think one of the many areas you and I are aligned is looking for the right types of people, in this case, on and off the field. One of the expressions we always used to use is the tape sets the floor and the character sets the ceiling, meaning the players are going to come in with a baseline talent, but are they going to maximize their ability to get better? Are they going to take to the coaching? And to me, that's like a big part of, you know, putting any good organization together. And it's like that old Abraham Lincoln, you know, expression, which was, you know, if you have 4 hours to chop down a tree, let's spend 3 hours sharpening our axe and 1 hour, you know, chopping it down. And I think that was sort of like our mindset. Let's worry about what we can control. And whatever happens from there happens, knowing that if Dak got hurt, we acquired a high character, productive quarterback. That if he got hurt, there's nothing we can do about it.
Real quick before Tamika, what player comes to mind as far as coming closest to reaching their potential? Who was the highest character player that you had?
Yeah, of all the thousands, that's easy. It's Curtis Martin, who, by the way, no surprise, Dave, is now the one player to help shepherd the NFL to transition into private equity ownership. Curtis just was put on this plan to do way more than just, you know, play football. He had attributes you couldn't see. That to me was a true sign of greatness, someone that really impacted the locker room and others and had a selfless sort of mindset. So he came into the league as a third-round pick out of Pittsburgh, but he brought so much more to not only the Patriots but our franchise, and privileged to call him a friend and taught me a lot about life. And he would be like the epitome of what we're talking about.
I think you and I should take some dress tips as well from Curtis Martin, because he's one sharp, stylish dresser. Tamika, what do you got for Mike?
Mike, so I've recently started working with a lot of NFL players and the younger ones. And what would you say is the greatest personal lesson that being in this industry has taught you?
Yeah, Tamika, great to be with you. I think in one sense, the race is long. You know, my mom would say, you know, never burn a bridge. And I would say, like, I've been very fortunate to have a number of great opportunities. And they were all ones that started with, you know, relationships that endured the test of time. And something I talk to my kids and other people about, which is never ask anybody anything unless you've known them for 6 months or longer, meaning invest in people, invest in relationships. Don't be transactional, be earnest and authentic. And that really becomes a force multiplier as it relates to getting other, you know, opportunities in your career.
Awesome. Thank you.
Miguel.
Yes. Pleasure to meet you, Mike. David been telling me some good things about you. You have an amazing journey, and I kind of like want to know, what are some of the major life events you have been through to make you, the Mike Tannenbaum? What are some of the most biggest events of your life?
I think learning from failures, like, you know, I've had some incredible things being on teams that play in championship games, you know, being able to represent Steve Kerr and do his deal with the Warriors are some of the things that were incredible career moments. But I would just tell you, like, for me, I think the ability, you know, what Dave said earlier on the show, talking about progress, like, and being like inspired and motivated to continue to get better. And I was fortunate that I think having mental toughness and resilience to know that the next opportunity is just around the corner, and to keep working hard. And I think certain people have the ability to be motivated by failures and others don't. And I think that long-term is a meaningful separator.
I resemble that. Speaking of mistakes that we've made.
You do, Dave. Dave. Yeah, you do. That's well said.
Thank you. Brad, what are you thinking?
I'd want to know what advice you would give young athletes praying to get into the NFL. What kind of mindset, what kind of habits would they need to develop? And to just give you an example, like in high school, I ran a 4.44, played football, didn't have great parenting, didn't have great coaching, quit. They let me quit like a little punk that I was. But what, if anything, you could have told me to keep me going, realizing that I wanted to be in the NFL?
You're the greatest coach in the history of our game is Bill Belichick. If he was on, he would talk about how the sport of football is really the game of chess played on grass. And he won more championships than anybody by gaining small advantages over a long period of time in a game. And that led to an historic rate of wins. And that's really what preparation is all about. If you put 20 minutes more into your skill set, if you were a receiver or a running back, what that cumulative effect would have been over the course of a year or 2 years, even if you train 300 days a year and you spent 10 minutes catching the ball or working on your assignments, that's an additional 3,000 hours that most people won't put in. So it's not, hey, I'm going to go out and get better today. It's like each and every day you bake it in, that's the consistent and non-negotiable routine. And that routine really becomes a force multiplier over a long period of time.
Yeah, it's amazing how it's not the mistakes that cause the failure, it's the lack of commitment. And that idea of consistent, committed behaviors, which is counterintuitive and counter human nature. People don't like to do shit the same every single day, but that's actually what gives you these tiny advantages that accumulate, aggregate, and even accelerate that cause you to have the outcomes that you desire. And it has to be, and I think, once again, when I said that resembled me, meaning the great failures of my life is the defining moments that have projected me, protected me, and perfected me. But I'm blessed that inherent in my skill set and knowledge was this OCD. I have a natural ability to be committed to eating the same thing every day or practicing shit that people don't like to practice. And it truly became a blessing in my life. And I see that in great athletes as well and great entrepreneurs. They don't have a lack of commitment. And that's why they have many failures and many mistakes, setbacks, but they don't fail because they have a commitment like none other. That's what Mike Tannenbaum not only has himself, but he's been able to bring out the best from the front office to the players, coaches, organizations like ESPN that he's worked with for so many years. And I'm honored not only to have him on Office Hours so often, but more importantly, as one of my friends. Check out Executive Football Talk. I know that's a great show with Mike Tannenbaum and David Meltzer, two green waivers that do their best to enlighten and have some fun in sports. Mike, please come back and join us again. We appreciate your time.
Thanks so much. I appreciate the content you guys create. You inspire others and you're all selfless leaders, and really appreciate you guys having me on today. Thank you.
Thank you. The incredible Mike Tannenbaum here with David Meltzer on Office Hours.